Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:34 on a cool and rainy Friday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thanks for sticking around with us. Also, hey, our email address for feedback, which we'd love to get here, is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Send us a line. Well, $5 million in funding will soon be made available to the Michigan-based technology businesses. The program is being run by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. But how often do these kinds of investments result in real financial returns for the MEDC? To talk about that, I'm joined by Michael Sarathakis. He is the MEDC's Vice President for Business Acceleration. Mike, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
So it's called the Pure Michigan Venture Match Fund. It was approved this week, and the MEDC will start accepting applications on April 2nd, although a company needs to already have some funding secured. How is the program structured?
Yeah, so companies can apply once they've secured $700,000 to $3 million in term sheets, so the money doesn't have to be invested in the company yet. They submit the term sheets with a business plan to the MEDC starting Monday, and there'll be a review process. We have a peer reviewer that's an organization outside of the MEDC that looks at the business plans and the justifications from the venture fund, and then a decision's made. And investments can be from the fund, from the match fund, can be between $350,000 to $500,000.
So when the MEDC invests in a company through this program, which I know is going through the 21st Century Jobs Fund, how often do we see companies unable to succeed with this additional support and falling apart and the money going, I guess, out the window, as often happens with business ventures?
That's a fair question. You know, we're following the venture model with this program. And the venture model, and this is a broad generalization, but in the venture model, out of 10 companies, you know, three or four fail. And three or four don't have great success, but they don't fail. So they operate, they create some jobs, but they don't hit the goals that they want. And then typically one or two have a tremendous success. Perfect example is Accuri that exited about a year and a half ago, a company that the MEDC invested in from the 2006 business plan competition. They had a $205 million exit. But needless to say, there are companies that fail as well. I mean, it's a high risk. It's why we're doing this program. There's a gap in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. We don't have as much venture capital as the coasts do. And, you know, ideally, the private sector would only be doing this, but if that's the case, we're going to lose a lot of companies out of Michigan because those companies will have to go to where the money's at.
The 21st Century Jobs Fund, that is a $2 billion fund?
Well, that's the entire amount that's for all the programs. The programs that have gone towards investments or loans to companies totals $160 million out of that.
I see.
And so we had a business plan competition in 06 for $130 million, and then we had another business plan competition in 08 for $30 million. And then the funding for this program is actually a result of returns from those programs.
I'm talking to Michael Sarathakis. He's the MEDC's Vice President for Business Acceleration. So, Mike, if you're coming to the MEDC and you're looking for a grant or an investment, what are some of the things you should absolutely avoid doing? Are there red flags that you look for right away?
Sure. So we have a number of programs, and it really depends on where the company is in their development cycle. So, you know, if someone has just an idea and they want to develop that idea, we typically send them to one of our partners like the SBTDC or Spark in Ann Arbor, Automation Alley, and they help them develop that idea. They even, Spark, for example, has it's called the pre-seed fund, where they will do some initial funding up to $250,000. To get the company off the ground. It doesn't require a venture match, but it does require other investors to participate. So again,
with the funding that you're providing, though, is the goal to reach a certain job number? Are you looking to promote job growth in any particular amounts, or is it simply to have these businesses succeed?
you know, it's really, that's hard, job-specific job growth for the companies we're targeting this, because they're so early, it's really hard to say. But what we're trying to do is diversify the economy in the state, support some exciting technology businesses, which will help keep the kids who are coming out of, like, the computer programs at the universities and the science programs at the universities, give them some opportunity to stay in the state. We've had a big brain drain during the recession,
So when it comes to providing the funding, you're not expecting any kind of any amount of job growth from that, and you're not setting any standards of that.
We're investing in early stage companies, and so it's really hard to put a specific number on it.
So when the MEDC provides a grant or an investment, how much interaction and monitoring of the activity of the company occurs by the MEDC? Do you have a hands-on approach in advising businesses that may be heading in the wrong direction?
Yeah, so we have, again, we work with our partners, but we also have a team internal to the MEDC that I work with. We're all formerly private sector people. This is my first job in government, and the same with the portfolio managers who work with me. We have very diverse backgrounds, so we will take board observer seats with these investments. And what that means is we sit in on the board meetings to help the company develop their strategy, help them find people, but we don't take a vote. So we don't have a final say vote. And in this program specifically, because it's so market-driven with the VCs on board, having to get that investment before they apply, the VCs will have a position on the board, a voting position on the board too. So the pros are at the table helping these companies develop as they move forward.
I'm talking in generalities, but if a company is looking to get venture capital, from what your experience is, what is the primary thing they should be doing, saying, and exhibiting to potential investors?
Okay, so, the real key is to have, everyone thinks, I've got the next great idea. But the real key is to have a team of people, even if it's just two or three, that have a really good experience in what they're trying to do and have a target for a industry or a business opportunity that's very large. VCs are investing other people's money, and their job is to get really healthy returns, and they take a lot of risk. So they look for great, tremendous opportunities, like Actuary, for example, is a great one that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Is it unheard of for a company to receive MEDC funding, be unable to do very much with it, and then receive further funding, or is it just a one-shot deal?
No, the funds coming from the programs that I'm involved with are all milestone-based. So even if a company receives $500,000 from the Pure Michigan Venture Fund, they won't get that all up front. It will be based on accomplishments which the venture firm that's investing in that company will help them develop. And then as they hit each milestone, some money will go out to help them hit the next milestone.
In business, they say it takes multiple attempts to start a business before you can actually succeed. When you've got people coming in with an idea, with a project, do you typically not take those that are doing their first time around with it as seriously as those that have maybe tried several ventures before?
Yeah, especially with VCs, yeah, absolutely. If it's someone with inexperience, they better have something else on their resume that gives them some insight as to, why the VC should invest in that company. So you do see kids coming out of universities, especially these days in the IT sector, who have come up with some great ideas. They know how to code really well, for example, and they're coming up with a lot of pretty neat opportunities. I mean, Groupon in our backyard in Chicago, that was a pretty old-fashioned idea, coupons, but it was online, and look what they've done.
Michael Sarathakis, MEDC's Vice President for Business Acceleration. Mike, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.